You know, that single agent activity is striking and in contrast to what's been seen in a lot of other tumors where really it looks like most of the activity is combining with chemotherapy. I recently had the pleasure of interviewing Rakesh Jain from your neck of the woods, who's been very involved in the whole issue of, you know, how do these agents work. Any thoughts about what's going on with ovary versus these other tumors sort of biologically?
I think the rationale is that it's very VEGF dependent. And if you block it, you really can inhibit the growth. So I think VEGF and the whole anti-angiogenic signaling pathways are very important in ovarian cancer.
Another thing that I was asking him about, and I've asked a bunch of other people about, is this concept of bevacizumab or anti-VEGF agents in terms of anti-ascites. Mm-hmm. And I hear about these patients, I don't know how common they are, who have refractory advanced ascites that have good responses to Bev. Have you seen any patients like that?
Absolutely. And again, the ascites is VEGF driven. And once you remove it, you can have pretty remarkable drops in ascites. I think it's interesting when you're designing clinical trials and everyone wants a piece of tissue when folks are on various clinical trials to see whether or not you're hitting your target. And there's this misconception out there that we'll be able to provide gobs of ascites to look at tumor cells within the ascites. But that's really a pattern that's changed over the past several years where you really don't have patients anymore having refractory ascites or having this need for repetitive paracenteses on a weekly to every other week basis. That's becoming less common.
And why is that?
You know, it's interesting. I don't think we really know, but it may be just the way, it may be because we have drugs like Avastin, and I think a lot of women are receiving Avastin. We also have an armamentarium of a variety of chemotherapy drugs that are out there besides just platinum, besides paclitaxel or docetaxel, but other drugs that can be used in a variety of ways. And then certainly going back to previous chemotherapies, we can really keep women alive longer, not curing them with their disease, but allowing them to live with recurrence, but keeping away that ascites.